With the new state budget, it's projected that 42 of the 62 public school districts around the Miami Valley will get a 6.25% increase in state aid next year, and 26 of those schools will get an additional 4.25% in the second year. While Springfield City Schools will see increases in funding over the next 2 years, Southeastern and Greenan School districts won't. Megan Anthony with Greenan Schools says they're not happy with how the new state budget worked out and that they'll have to continue to find ways to cut expenses. She adds the school district will likely need the support of local tax dollars in order to keep from falling into a projected deficit.
Our board is looking at ways to save money by cutting positions through attrition, and we're looking at consolidating our buildings in the future. But we're also looking at ways that we can do more for our students and offer more to our taxpayers and our parents here in the community who expect a quality education just like they've always gotten at Greenan local schools.
Anthony says that Greenan is going ahead with plans to improve opportunities for students.
In the 2013-2014 school year, we are going to be offering all-day kindergarten to our families now, and we'll also have STEM education for every 7th and 8th grader, and we're doing that without adding any additional staff.
So far, Greenan School Board hasn't made any official decision on approaching taxpayers for new money. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.